News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Little Chariots of Fire music for you. I see the guys running on the beach, and I think of champions and sports and winning and, well, perfect for the Pensacola sports. Today we have with us Ray Palmer, who is the president and CEO of Pensacola Sports. Welcome. I'm so excited that you're here, Ray, because we get a chance to talk about who you are and all the things that you do for our community.
Thank you, Meg. We've known each other a long time, and this is going to be a lot of fun.
I think so.
This is a program that our board has challenged us to do a better job of telling the story of what Pensacola Sports does and the impact we have in our community, and no better place to do it than right here with you.
I love it, and I'm so happy you're here. And if anyone has a question about Pensacola Sports throughout the show, you can always text it in at 850-437-1620. So let's start from the beginning. I would love to personally know more about the beginning of Pensacola Sports. I don't think people really understand all that your organization does for our community, but you've been around a long time.
I have been around a long time, but as long as I have been around, Pensacola Sports has been around much longer.
So what was the original date of the organization?
1955
wow.
was when the Chamber of Commerce... Pensacola was the home to a PGA Tour event and the annual Pensacola Open Golf event. And the Chamber of Commerce decided that the event was worthy of having its own organization to manage the event year round. So in 1956, they incorporated a new organization named the Pensacola Sports Association.
Oh, wow. I didn't even realize they'd been around that long. That's amazing. But you do a lot more than golf tournaments.
Well, actually, you know...
it's evolved over the years.
The ironic part is we actually don't really touch golf at all. We have been a part of the spinoff of other organizations, i.e. First Tee, was basically created Greater Pensacola Junior Golf Association was initially spun off of Pensacola Sports, and then First Tee was also spun off almost 25 years ago, was another spinoff of the Greater Pensacola Junior Golf Association,
wow.
but all managed and initiated from, at that time, Pensacola Sports. And we are, as I noted, we are now Pensacola Sports and not Pensacola Sports Association. But anyway, so we actually do very little golf because we have other organizations that do such a great job of promoting golf in our community.
Well, I see your name on so many different events and things that happen in the community, and I don't know people realize your mission and all that you do, because you do, in addition to the events, you have a greater mission.
We do, and the reality is we actually almost have two missions. We run virtually two businesses from the same organization with a small staff. We have our local community organization that does things like our annual awards banquet. We just had our 70th annual awards banquet on Tuesday night.
And talk about a who's who of people that came back.
Wasn't
wow.
that impressive?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Super Bowl champion, an Olympic
yes.
gold medalist, former fastest man in the world. My 9-year-old grandson was like, Pappy, is he really the fastest man
Justin,
in the world?
You're talking about Justin?
Yeah. I'm like, well, he's not today, but he was.
Oh, no doubt about it.
He's like that. His eyes were monstrous. And then Justin came over and gave him a hug and took his picture with him. He's like, Pappy, did you see that? I was like, yeah, I got you, buddy.
That's so cool. I know. But you think that the folks, and who was it? I saw him on EAR, and he gave a lovely speech about how his whole life started in Pensacola.
Doug Baldwin.
Yes, that's who it was. Doug Baldwin. He was just very humble and just so grateful for what he had learned here in Pensacola.
Absolutely. Superstar with Seattle, and of course, Seattle got their Super Bowl championship again this year. So it was a great night.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the local side, a port of the local side, as well as like the Double Bridge Run and our high school All-Star Series. And tonight we will play our high school All-Star soccer game.
Wow.
At Brosnahan with the with high school seniors from Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa County High School, seniors only.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be their last, many of them, most of them, it will be their last competitive soccer game. Because we know the numbers, and the kids that start at 6 years old and thinking they're going to be Pele are Messi, I guess, today.
Mm-hmm.
They're not.
Mm-hmm.
But this is an opportunity for us to showcase our senior athletes in eight different sports and eight different games in five different sports. So that'll be tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That's a local. And then we... The other side of the business is that we are the official designated sports tourism bureau for Escambia County as designated by the Board of County Commissioners. So in that world, we receive a designated portion of our bed tax collections
mm-hmm.
for us to sell Escambia County across the world, quite frankly,
yeah.
For... people to come and play in Escambia County. You know,
well,
we gather to compete and not meet. You know, conventions do meetings, we do competitions.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think people don't really understand. They just don't happen to get here. The Sun Belt Conference didn't just happen to show up here in Pensacola. You did a lot of work to bring them here and keep them here.
They do. We do.
That's important for people to understand the role that you play in that, because we do have to have that active... people out there actively lobbying for our city, for the economy.
I travel across the state. I travel across the country. I was blessed to actually sit as the board chairman of our National Trade Association a couple of years ago, which was a real honor. But we are at conferences, like I said, all over the state and the country, meeting with events rights holders, national governing bodies of organizations that are looking for a place to have their events.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our job.
And there's competition for that, yes?
Oh.
Like the Olympics?
Incredible competition.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine. And so what are the selling points for Pensacola?
Well, in our world, our selling point is our beach. There's no doubt. We know our selling point is our beach
mm-hmm.
and our history.
Mm-hmm.
That is what, I mean, there are other beautiful beaches, but really the combination of the beach and our history and the assets that we have that other communities that we're competing against don't have,
mm-hmm.
you know. Again, we often talk about the value of the arts that Pensacola has that a lot of communities our size don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And they may be able to compete with us on the beach. Our southern hospitality is never
the best.
Never undersold.
Mm-hmm.
So we just have so many assets. Our biggest challenge, as is with everyone in our industry, is facilities.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. And I think that they are now really seeing that and working on that.
Oh, 100%. And so our role, Pensacola Sports' role in the facility development is that by us accumulating data that we collect when these events come to Pensacola, or when I travel and go and I meet with somebody and go, do you have this venue?
Mm-hmm.
No. Well, I could bring you this bit of business if you had that venue. It's our job to relay that information to our community leaders to say, this is what this venue is either doing for us
mm-hmm.
or B, could do for us if we had it.
Right.
And then they have to decide to what to invest in. Mm-hmm. But we are the data point that we can provide them economic reports, projections of said, hey, if you do this, this is what can happen within our community.
Right. And you've been a tremendous advocate for that in the last several years. I've actually witnessed you at the TDC meetings really lobbying to get those venues built here.
Oh, absolutely. That's our baby.
Yeah, absolutely. Talking with, if you just joined us, talking with Ray Palmer, President and CEO of Pensacola Sports, who do so much in our community. And I think people don't even realize the role that they play here locally and also nationally and probably internationally as well. So if you've got a question for Ray, 850-437-1620. So with your board and all that you do, you moved. I always go by that building and look for you, but you're not there anymore. Where's your new home now?
Our new home. Well, we moved in 1995. Pensacola Sports was offered an opportunity on a piece of property that the CRA and the city of Pensacola couldn't use. We built a building. We had a 30-year lease. The city gracefully and let us have that building. But it was time for us to go. We were really sitting on a gold mine, and it was a mutually agreed to that, you know, we really needed to find a new home. Through a lot of networking and connections and friends, we were blessed to create a relationship with Pensacola State College. They had a facility that could no longer be used by them. It was not constructed in a way that they could use for college purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And so Dr. Meadows, in his brilliant wisdom forethought, said, you know what? I would like you to be, it was right over by all their sports components, and they have a sports smart management program,
right.
And it was right by their facilities. And he's like, you know, if you can come up with the funds to renovate this building, we will sign a lease with you. And so we are now located right off the first baseline of Pensacola State College baseball field, right next to the softball.
It's perfect. And they're building a new soccer
and
field,
we are right?
Right
across the street for the new soccer venue that's being built. Yeah. My life is pretty good. I sit and I look out my window a lot and am able to see the fields.
Well, you know, and you can go right around the corner and swim.
That's right.
Great swimming facility there too.
That's right.
So it's really great. And I really am glad that you could be here, Ray, because I just don't know that people really understand all the various hats you wear, all the things that Pensacola Sports does for the community year round.
Well, thank you, Meg. It has been an honor. Like I said, our board challenged us to tell the story, because mm-hmm. it's funny. As long as we've been around 70 years, and in my travels, we have determined that we're at least the second oldest type organization of ours in the country.
Yeah.
And maybe the oldest. But as I travel around town and I go to Rotary Clubs mm-hmm. and Optimist Club, and by the way, if you have a club like that and you'd love for us to come present to you and tell your story, we'd love to do that for you.
Yes, yes.
We love doing that. We love to tell our story. Is that people still are like, now, who are you and what is it? Oh, you're PRA? No, that's Pensacola Runners Association.
Right.
Oh, you're PSA? Well, we used to be PSA, and we're not a test, and we're not a public service announcement.
Right.
And so how we became Pensacola Sports, quite frankly, is some of the confusion, and we realized we really were not association any longer, and mm-hmm. so we had a rebranding, and we came up with a tagline of Be Moved. Which people
that.
Like, what does be moved mean? Well, it means whatever it means to you. Whether it means I need to be moved to push away from the table.
To get moving.
Be moved. Get up off a couch. Be moved to volunteer. Be moved. I heard you talking to the Waterfront Rescue Mission. Be moved to help. Whatever it means to you.
Mm-hmm.
It means to us. And so we loved the tagline that they came up with, Be Moved. And so that's the kind of our motto that we try and live by.
Well, and if you're a person like me that back in the day, I could participate in sports, but I am a person that's moved by watching sports. So I'm probably one of the biggest fans ever, and I promised them I wouldn't even mention their name, but I am a huge sports fan, but all sports. I love all the things that you do. I come out, I went to the soccer tournament, the women's soccer tournament, and there's things that you all do and provide for this community that if you take advantage of that, you know, really pay attention to what's happening because there's so many great things. Bring the family out. So much of it is family oriented.
Oh, it absolutely is. And we're going to start a soccer game tonight, but next week is probably our flagship event, and it's Sunbelt Conference basketball. I think probably everybody has at least heard something about it, and and my wife is a great example. Basketball was my love, my passion. She cares nothing. Nothing about basketball.
She and I have that in common because I'm a big college football gal.
She cares nothing about basketball. Mm-hmm. Now, I am coaching two grandbabies, and she will come to their games, but it's only because the grandbabies are there. But she does not want to miss Sunbelt Conference basketball because of the entire environment, the family environment, the job that Visit Pensacola has done in our partners in Escambia County, and especially the Pensacola Bay Center, and the upgrades that have been made there, and the new light shows that are going to be welcoming this year.
Oh, that's so exciting.
And the cheer groups that come and the bands live, that I don't care if you don't like basketball at all. It is cool. And there's new seating in the Bay Center. And it is going to be our first year of a new 5-year contract. We've been their host for
congratulations.
We've just signed them for 5 more. We are so excited. Come Monday and Tuesday. Well, Monday, teams will begin showing up Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're going to start to see those charter buses. When I was working out on the beach over at the visitor center, I go, oh, Sunbelt's here because we see all those charter buses because the teams all stay on the beach.
Absolutely.
They're not dumb. And it's usually beautiful weather for them. And so they get kind of a little vacation plus the tournament and much, much more. So it's really great. But you'll see those charter buses all around town.
All around town. And these teams are coming from all of the footprint that is our partner with, like I said, Visit Pensacola is our hand-in-hand partner and have been from day one with this event. And in fact, we've branded it as the Pensacola. We are the title sponsor now. Visit Pensacola is.
Excellent.
And so it is an opportunity to expand our brand to the footprint that they are promoting every day.
Mm-hmm.
And within the markets.
It's perfect.
It makes sense for us.
Yeah, it's perfect. So the Sunbelt Conference, this is the championship week, is that correct? And so then there's a big fan fest, right? There are a lot of activities that are attached to this event. Can we just briefly let folks know about those?
Absolutely. In fact, I'll run down them a little bit.
Yeah, that'd be great.
On Wednesday, March 5th is Youth Night. There's a free admission, 13 and under at the 5 and 7:30 games. And the games are sold in sessions generally.
Uh-huh.
If you come with an adult and you're under that age, the game is free to you.
Wow, okay. I didn't know that.
Right.
Now,
right.
Where would I go to get tickets?
The best way to go is go to the Bay Center.
Okay.
Yep, go to the Bay Center.
And get the tickets.
That's right. That's right. On Thursday is education night. All K through 12 students, they receive free admission.
Wow.
All Escambia County faculty, staff, and administration receive free admission.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, we actually
What about DJs?
there is a DJ in the building.
Just kidding. Who else? Tell us more.
Any individual with a student ID, including any college, receives a 50% off admission. The Sunbelt Conference is committed to our community. They have committed initially in their first couple of years, they committed actual cash to the upgrade of our Bay Center.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And they do a college day one day, I'm going to make sure I don't get that wrong. I believe that is also Thursday, mm-hmm. where they will bring in high school seniors, and they bring that. There are 14 institutions. So there's 28 teams because it's all 14 men's and women's.
I didn't realize
teams.
It was that large. Yeah, 28. Wow.
And they, all the colleges will bring in representatives, and they have opportunities to interact with these high school students to tell them about their institutions.
That's
perfect. And they can apply. You know, here's how you apply to our school. I think they do. Don't quote me, but I believe they have opportunities to maybe do, because it costs money nowadays to apply to a college.
Right.
They don't just let you just not, everybody wants to apply, mm-hmm. but they have some opportunities maybe discounted that the, if you come and talk to them and you want to apply to go to Marshall. Huh. And wear green.
Yeah.
Which you will see.
Yeah, a lot of.
Marshall is one of our beloved new schools within Sunbelt Conference, mm-hmm. because they stand out in their Kelly green or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to call them the wrong color, but it is bright green, and you will see them all over. They travel.
Who were some
so
of the other
well.
Schools, too, that will be there?
James Madison, mm-hmm. who had a phenomenal run within college football
this year.
You know, the Cincinnati coach, mm-hmm. the national champion coach, came from James Madison, and the star running back and several of his players followed him from James Madison to Cincinnati.
Wow.
And were instrumental in their national championship game.
Wow.
Troy, for those of our locals, University yeah. of South Alabama, Southern Miss for our locals, mm-hmm. Are some great rivalries that we'll be playing.
Mm-hmm.
Troy on the women's side is very good, and they are coached by Shanda Rigby, who is a former Pensacola State College.
I know that name.
She was a very successful coach at Pensacola State College. She's a huge fan of our communities.
And if you like basketball, you should get out there, because women's basketball has completely taken over the market now.
Unbelievable.
It's awesome. So you're going to see the future stars if you come out to the
Absolutely.
Conference.
And these teams, what really makes it fun is these teams, it matters.
Mm-hmm.
It really matters, because the Sun Belt Conference, it's great basketball,
yeah.
but they only will get likely one invitation into March Madness.
Really?
And it is whoever wins their championship.
Wow.
The girls this year may get a second one, mm-hmm. with Troy playing as well as they are and some of the other schools that are playing well. Mm-hmm. In the men's side, it's probably likely that they will only end up getting one. The other interesting thing
is stakes are high.
And you said stars of the future. This is a mid-major conference.
Mm-hmm.
So these kids are playing, and many of the kids that have played in our tournament, you will see them playing for Duke.
Right. They'll move on to
Michigan.
The transfers, yeah.
Just like the Blue Wahoos.
Yeah.
You know, we go watch the Blue Wahoos with passion, because those kids that are playing for the Blue Wahoos are going to be playing for, you know, Miami.
Or managing major league teams. That's
Bingo.
A whole other story. Talking with Ray Palmer with Pensacola Sports. Just a couple minutes left, Ray. I know you had a whole list of things you did want to touch on, but I'm so glad to have you come on and just talk about the organization and all that you do.
Well, Meg, we are so excited about this. We're going to be coming back
Good.
On a regular basis. And
well,
we
I'm
want
so happy
tell
to hear
our,
that.
Tell our story and encourage any of the listeners, if you've got questions or if you want to be a part of Pensacola Sports, do so.
That was my next question. Well, how can I support what you're doing? How can I get involved if I wanted to be part of it?
PensacolaSports.org. And we are a small staff, volunteer-driven, board-driven
non-profit.
Organization. Private, not-for-profit.
Mm-hmm.
And so PensacolaSports.org.
Okay. I'm so happy to have you come in here. We've known each other a long time. How long have you been with Pensacola Sports now?
March 2nd, which is in
a couple of days,
would be the beginning of my 25th fifth year.
Wow,
but
Ray.
I'm on the way out.
Oh, you can't.
I'm retiring.
No, you can't. They're not going to let you.
I'm retiring.
They're not going to let you. Nope. That's not happening, folks. I just want you to know Ray's going to be here forever.
Thanks, Meg.
You've done so much. The organization has grown so much under your leadership. So thank you for all that you've done.
It's been a pleasure.
Okay, this has been with Pensacola Sports. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back again with you tomorrow morning.